You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
I'm Samantha, and welcome to the G-Ray Records podcast, where music meets the magic of conversation. Dive into the heart of the music industry with us as we explore the stories behind the songs, the artists who create them, and the trends shaping the future of sound. Whether you're a die-hard music lover or just curious about the behind-the-scenes action, we've got something for everyone. So tune in, turn up the volume, and let's get this conversation started. You enjoy.
Listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music plus more.
All right, so have you ever heard of this artist, Ilan Noel?
I have, actually, yeah.
Well, we've got this document here all about her, and it's pretty amazing.
How cool, yeah.
Let's dive into this thing and figure out, you know, what makes her pick.
Yeah, sounds good.
So right off the bat, this thing says that she's like worked with some huge names like Disney, ESPN, Sephora.
Wow.
HBO, Walmart, Paramount.
Yeah, that's a pretty big, pretty diverse range of clients.
Yeah, I mean, that says to me that she's like really adaptable, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's not your typical musician who just like stays in their lane.
Exactly, she's kind of a sonic chameleon.
Exactly.
So what kind of music does she actually like make herself?
So the document describes it as kind of a fusion of different genres.
Okay.
You got dance, you got pop R&B, a little bit of world music.
Wow.
Even like a touch of 80s rock.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a lot of different influences in there.
Okay.
Which probably, you know, helps her appeal to a wider audience.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can do all those things.
I mean, it makes sense though, right? Yeah. She grew up in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's a pretty vibrant music scene there.
Absolutely. You're going to be exposed to all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and speaking of exposure, you know, this document mentions her debut EP.
Oh, yeah?
Called Beautifully Invisible.
Okay.
Entirely self-produced.
Whoa, hold on. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So not only is she, you know, a talented musician.
Right.
She also has the technical skills to produce her own music.
So, like, what does that actually mean, though?
Well, basically, it means she's handling everything, like, from recording to mixing to mastering.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. And it really shows, you know, a desire to have complete control over her artistic vision.
Yeah, like she's not relying on anyone else to tell her how her music should sound.
Exactly. It's all her.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and get this Showtime at the Apollo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Big talent show.
Like super competitive.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
She won that.
Really?
Yeah, with her vocal trio, Zafira.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's huge, right?
Yeah, that shows some serious talent to be recognized on a platform like that.
I mean, to win the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't just that, you know, she also opened for Life Jennings at the Howard Theater.
Oh, wow.
Which is, you know, not a small venue.
So we're talking about someone who's not just talented in the studio, but also like comfortable on stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Like a true performer.
All right. So far we've got like versatility, technical skills, stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this one word that keeps coming up in this document.
Soulful.
Soulful.
Okay.
They keep describing her voice as soulful.
Hmm.
What do you think they mean by that?
Well, you know, that when I think of soulful voices, I think of like, you know, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, like those classic singers.
Yeah.
There's just like this raw emotion in their voices.
Right.
You know, like they're not just singing the words, they're feeling them. And I think that's what they're getting at with Ilan Noel.
Like you can hear the emotion in her voice.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not just technical. It's like it comes from somewhere deeper.
Right. It's like her soul is pouring out through her music.
Okay. So now we know about Ilan Noel's background, her achievements, her influences.
Right.
But there's one thing that this document doesn't really tell us.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
What her music actually sounds like.
Oh, right. Yeah, we've got all this context, yeah. But we haven't actually heard the music.
Exactly. So, listeners, this is where you come in.
Yeah, this is where the real deep dive begins.
We've given you the information.
Yeah, we've laid the groundwork.
Now it's time for you to form your own opinions.
Go listen to her music.
Her website is elanoelle.com.
Yeah.
That's ELANOELLE.com.
Go check it out.
And let us know what you think.
I'm curious.
Me too.
I bet it's good.
Yeah. I have a feeling we'll be hearing a lot more from Elanoelle in the future.
I think so too.
Is pure dynamite, echoes through the starless night. Her lyrics spin like silver thread, no words unspoken left unsaid. In the studio she weaves her art, beats and bass lines from the heart. Fingers dance on the mixing board, her sounds a wave we've all adored.
Thanks for listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music, plus more.